Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Hakima, H-A-K-I-M-A, Hernandez. Hakima Hernandez was seen at Concentra on 12-28-21, complaining of an injury that occurred on 12-26-21. But in that time, she was walking on the ship to assist a crane operator and hit her left knee slash lower leg against a metal pole. Appeared she was complaining of pain and swelling. Appeared she was diagnosed with a contusion of the left knee and lower leg with a sprain and strain, and possibly involving the anterior cruciate ligament. Appeared she was placed in an elastic sleeve. Comma, activity modifications, comma, medications, comma, and referred for physical therapy, period. She was seen over the next several weeks. Period. A left knee MRI was done on 1/19/22 to be inserted here. Period. She went back to Concentra and saw Dr. Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y, on 1/20/22. Period. At that time, he could work with activity modifications. Brady was going to follow up in 10 days if he did not see a specialist who was supposed to assume his care. Period. New paragraph on 1/25/22. Ms. Hernandez was seen by Dr. Deramo, D-E-R-A-M-O. Appeared she reported therapy had not been helpful. Appeared she had an MRI that showed lateral meniscal tear and some bone bruising and mild tricompartmental arthritis. Period. Actually, the therapy was helping. She was diagnosed with a contusion of the left knee. Appeared no injections were administered. Period. She continued to be seen in this group by Dr. Deramo and his colleagues. Period. A paragraph on 4/21/22, she was seen by Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Appeared he reviewed the medical records to date. Period. His impression was moderate tricompartmental degenerative joint disease of the left knee that sustained a contusion to the knee while at work on 12/26/21. Period. Overall, he thought she sustained a contusion and subsequently aggravated underlying arthritic change within the knee joint itself. Period. She now has a knee flexion contracture. Period. He recommended physical therapy to address that. Period. He did not feel the meniscal tear was symptomatic based on the location of her pain and her physical examination. Period. He did think she had anterior knee symptoms. Period. He recommended a corticosteroid injection for the underlying arthritic change. Period. She saw Dr. Gehrman again on 7/28/22. Period. He noted her interim treatment with Dr. Deramo. Period. Upon exam, the right knee had motion from 0 to 135 degrees, and the left had from 5 to 135 degrees. Period. It was very mild crepitus at her knee, as it is taken through range of motion. Period. There was no specific joint line tenderness. Period. With patellar compression and inhibition testing, she denied any discomfort. Period. She has no apprehension with patellar mobility or gross instability of the patella. Period. There was no ligamentous instability in the anterior posterior or varus valgus planes, and her patella is otherwise normal. Appears she could get onto and off of the table without difficulty. Period. He did not describe that she was utilizing a handheld assisted device or ambulated with antalgia. Period. He did not disagree with Dr. Durano's recommendation for return back to work full duty, effective 8/1/22. Dr. Gehrman did think it was reasonable to keep her in a physical therapy program for about 2 weeks, twice a week, that she can work around her schedule. Period. She should always continue to work on her knee function and range of motion. Due to the fact that she has some underlying degenerative arthritis, and to prevent any further aggravation or injury. Period. He did not believe she required surgery or injection therapy. Period. He cleared her to return to work without restrictions on 8/1/22. Period. She did see Dr. Duramo through 8/29/22. She had returned back to work about a month ago and was able to work without too much difficulty. Period. Upon exam, she had normal gait and stance. Period. At the knee, there was no effusion, but she had minimal tenderness over the lateral tibial plateau and lateral joint line tenderness and anterior lateral joint line. Period. The knee was ligamentously stable. Period. She had negative Apley grind and McMurray's maneuvers. Period. Strength was still 5/5. Period. She had some patella facet tenderness and pain with hyperflexion. Period. He referred her for additional therapy. Period. She was going to continue to work without restrictions in a full-duty capacity. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on 12/26/21. Hakima Hernandez struck her left knee on a metal object on the ship where she worked. Period. 2 days later, she presented herself to Concentra, who diagnosed soft tissue injury superimposed upon arthritis. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. She then underwent an MRI as noted above. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Duramo. Period. He continued on further conservative, non-interventional care. Period. She also is seen by Dr. Gehrman, who agreed with this approach. Period. At his visit of 7/28/22, he recommended an additional 2 weeks of physical therapy. Period. On the prior visit of 4/21/22, he thought she was a good candidate for 3 viscosupplementation injections in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. He expressed her underlying real issue at this time as her lack of full extension, which will improve with physical therapy. Period. Due to her underlying arthritic change, she would probably benefit from a cortisone injection. Period. However, she was very opposed to this. So another alternative might, in fact, be the viscosupplementation injections. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated using the 6th edition of the AMA guides for a diagnosis of contusion/sprain superimposed upon underlying osteoarthritis. Period. end.